Hello, Gail.
Hi, Jacob.
All right, so we're interviewing Gail on Green Left Weekly Radio on 3CR at 8:55 AM. She is currently part of the sort of convergence at Pine Gap, where they are currently protesting. So Gail, is there currently a blockade happening? Because I just read there's a news story that's shifted. Sorry, why don't you give the sort of background to what's happening there?
Oh, there was a blockade. There will be a blockade today. There was one the day before yesterday. And yesterday there were a series of activities, one in which I was involved in, where we blockaded the Raytheon facility here in Alice Springs, which is not signposted and most people wouldn't even know it was there.
And so what is this this outpost?
The Raytheon facility. Raytheon is one of the biggest arms traders in the globe. It is the third biggest one. It's contracted to be providing technical support to the Pine Gap base. It's also a manufacturer of cluster bombs, which are prohibited by the UN. So while we were there, it emerged that Raytheon perhaps wasn't holding the contract any longer, and Lockheed Martin was holding that contract now. So Lockheed Martin is the biggest arms dealer in the world. So we just said, well, we've upgraded from the third biggest to the first biggest and continued the blockade. And that blockade lasted for 10 hours. So no one went in that facility for the whole day. And that's also a staging post for workers within the Alice Springs township that are bussed out to the Pine Gap facility, which is about 16 k's south of Alice Springs. So we were feeling that we've put a bit of a dent in, even if the workers were delayed by 4 hours to get out to Pine Gap. That's 4 hours where they weren't contributing to the technology that targets innocent people. So we felt like we had made a bit of a dent in the war machine, even if it was only for a few hours.
Yeah, good work and bringing some attention to it. Can you just sort of refresh a bit about the kind of the strategic importance of that military base for the US war machine in Pine Gap?
Yes, so many people actually aren't aware that Pine Gap is a joint US-Australian military base situated here in Alice Springs. It's part of a network of US bases around the world. There are nearly 800 US bases outside of the US. Pine Gap is an absolutely strategic part of that network. There's an array of satellite dishes, which are actually covered with domes so that you can't see in what direction they're pointing. And the US actually absolutely relies on Pine Gap to transmit signals. It's used in their use of drones in the Middle East. So whilst an operator operates a drone strike, perhaps back in Nevada in the US, it relies on the signals to be transmitted through Pine Gap to be able to drop those bombs in the Middle East. So the drone strikes in Yemen, in Somalia, in Afghanistan, Pakistan are all mediated through there. So that's the Southern Hemisphere. The Northern Hemisphere equivalent of that is Menworth Hill in the UK. So the base was set up nearly 50 years ago, and Australia has continued to be a client state of the US. And we also are seeing a build-up of the US military. In Darwin, they're building up to a permanent force of 2,500 US military personnel. The thing about Pine Gap is whilst there are US and Australian military personnel there are also a very large number of privately contracted companies, and that The reason for that is that it's not just the bombing capability that's produced, that's mediated through there. It's also the collection of data. So it's also a base where a whole lot of all the signals, telecommunications signals, are mined through there for intelligence. So the data is sent back to the US to the NSA. So it's in effect a CIA base as well.
Yeah, so in a sense that kind of like, you know, as it's said in the media release that you put up about, you know, the kind of role that PineGap, you know, renders us sort of compliant and sort in sort of the murder of many innocent people by bombs dropped by drones by the US, and it's facilitated through, you know, the array the radon array of PineGap. Another thing I wanted to sort of ask is, what is kind of like the role, you know, in the media release, it quotes that Draper Grench said that, you know, mentioned that there's a lot of huge profit-making corporations are directly involved in the operation of PineGap. And you mentioned some of this before, but I like to sort of, what are the corporations that are directly involved in this operation PineGap, and what is their stake in this?
Yeah, as we mentioned before, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, even IBM provide computer support. So we have these companies that, for instance, a company like Raytheon, it's been in business nearly 100 years and it's very explicit about being in the business of war. We have these private corporations that are intricately involved with the US military that profit on the death and destruction. So they're actually invested in the military industrial complex. And we're talking about a whole group of a very small group of very wealthy people who make huge profit. And our government is aiding and abetting in this war machine. And as the people, we actually have no say. Our Prime Minister can take us to war without consulting us, without even a debate in Parliament. We're currently involved in the atrocities in Syria, and the people in Australia have actually not said, had been consulted in that. So we have all these arrangements with the US and with these private profit-making corporations, and most of the Australians wouldn't even know that it's happening. We talk to people in Alice Springs. Some people kind of, they're vague about, oh, yeah, PineGap's there, but they don't actually know what it's doing. Other people, of course, do know because they're working there. There's a staff of about contracted staff who work for those big companies living in Alice Springs, but they're actually not really wanting to talk too many of us about it.
I guess in terms of your protest, what would you sort of say, you know, the importance of, you know, of civil disobedience, you know, and action to be taken against PineGap, and, you know, raising awareness about these issues?
Well, as with all the issues that we're facing, the issues that oppress people, whether they're here in Australia, and I think coming out to Alice Springs from Melbourne, you know, we read about the discrimination, the apartheid, the oppression of Aboriginal people, but to actually come and see it out here is really shocking, and it's just totally normalised. It's like every day, you know, nobody blinks an eye, right through to the oppression of people.
Is this the first time you've been to Alice Springs, actually?
Yes, we've been in the town as well and trying to do some outreach as well as being out here near the base in the camps. There are two camps with lots of different groups having converged together. It is a common oppression. And so we have a government who's actually not listening to the people. It is up to us through acts of civil disobedience to draw attention, to ask people to wake up to what's happening and to join us. And another objective of our actions, as well as drawing attention, is to, even if it's only for a few hours, is to stop that war machine.
Mm.
I guess we're running out of time now. I guess the last sort of question is, you know, how can, you know, people, you know, support your current campaign and the actions that you're doing right now around Pine Gap and Alice Springs? And is there a particular website or campaign group that people can link into to keep up to date with what's happening?
Yes, there's closepinegap.org. There's a Twitter account as well, so Close Pine Gap. Also, we've been using the hashtag Close Pine Gap, disarm US bases out. So if people can just amplify the message, it's a very long way to come to Alice Springs. And we have this series of actions, and different affinity groups are taking out their own actions. But today is a massive blockade. Tomorrow there's the IPAN, the Peace Network Conference, and Senator Ludlam is actually speaking tonight as a forum. So a whole lot of different things happening. So if people are on Facebook, are on Twitter, if they could just amplify the messages. Quite a few people here tweeting, and there are media releases that you can share on closepinegap.org.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. So thank you very much for the interview. It was great hearing all about that. And sorry it was so early in the morning that we woke you up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just the last two mornings we've got up at 3 to go out and do action.
Yeah.
So we haven't had very much sleep. So this
yeah, morning. Understandable.
Sorry.
What's the time then now? Be like 5:30 or something.
No, it's just half an hour behind Melbourne.
Yeah. That's what I forgot to mention when I called you. I just remembered that Darwin is like 30 minutes behind. So 7:15 is like 6:45.
Sorry. I didn't. I forgot myself.
Yeah, I forgot. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks heaps.
Thank you.
And good on you. Rock on.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the fight.
Thanks.
Bye.